We all know this gospel passage well. We've heard it preached on many times, right? Whether the sinfulness of the prodigal son and the father's mercy, right, or the unforgiveness that's in the older son's heart that refuses to forgive. But today I want to point out that the prodigal son and the older son both suffer from the same common mistake, the same common theme. And the father's trying to teach them both. That is who they are. They both forget who they are, right? They are sons of the Father. And regardless of what they do, good, bad, otherwise, it does not change that fact. And all he's trying to do is remind them of who they are. That's how God treats us. Right? Nothing we can do, good or bad, will ever change who we are. We're God's beloved children. I was reading a little spiritual reading this week, and the author pointed out that in the Old Testament, for the Jewish people, they didn't even have a word for family. The word they used was literally father's house. If you didn't have a father, you didn't have anything. And that's why God makes it so important for us to take care of the widow and the orphan, those who don't have a father. And so I love it that in this gospel, and as Jesus teaches his disciples throughout the gospels, it's all about the Father's house. We have a place in the Father's house. Right? And sometimes we run away from it, we leave it. Other times we don't want to enter it, like the older brother. But regardless of that fact, we have a place in the Father's house. And that's why Jesus tells his disciples at the Last Supper, right? I'm going to my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you there, a place that can never be taken away. And so today, something to ask Jesus as you come forward to receive him in the Eucharist, might just simply be, Jesus, remind me of who I am so that I can be with you forever in my Father's house.